Honey, I'm home.
Welcome one and all once again to a rip-roaring episode of Nerds on the Rocks. Joining us this week, our panel of paleontologists, we have Nicholas. Hello?
This call just
he
dropped.
You. We lost Nicholas.
The moment you introduced him, you killed him, Earl. You killed him! You bastard!
Most of the time, it's shorting him up. That's the problem, not asking him to talk.
Oh my god, you killed
I'm
Nicholas!
Kidding.
You
I'm
killed
kidding.
Him, you made him extinct like the dinosaurs.
Yes.
This is my Skype death note.
Oh, he's actually gone offline, hasn't he?
Oh my god, Earl does have a
oh,
Skype death
online.
Note.
Oh, he's still
online. This is my Skype death note. I say your name, you die, never to be
oh,
seen.
Oh god damn.
Well, while we wait for Nicholas to return, let's introduce the rest of our panel. We have Anthony.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. I was gonna say, you can't all go quiet on me when I introduce you. That's gonna be the purpose. We have Wesley.
Oh, no, I didn't die.
Okay, and we have a special guest, Mr. John Tilton.
I'm really tempted to press the hang up button right now. Just because that'll be funny, right?
It seems to be what everybody else is doing on me. Doing to me, I should say. Wait, never mind. But yes, this week, as our intro mentioned, we're going to be talking about dinosaurs. We're going to be talking about dinosaurs, real and fictional. We're going to be talking about movies, video games, TV shows, cartoons, you name it. Dinosaurs have taken over. Well, I mean, other than icebergs, they really can't fight that. Meteors, I should say. Iceberg was the Titanic. Wow. I honestly don't know where to get started. So, do you have a favorite dinosaur?
Not really. I mean, T-Rexes are cool. They're cool. Tyrannosaurus, they're pretty neat.
T-Rexes, big head, tiny arms.
Yes, but they could. But of course, then there's the. Well, I actually always had a fun on this for the Triceratops. Those are pretty cool. I like those too.
What would they call it? Three horns?
Yeah, they're cool.
Three horns, long neck, sharp tooth.
Triceratops are awesome.
Yeah, Triceratops.
This is the problem with dinosaurs, too, in terms of, like, picking a favorite, is last time I checked, like, it always seems like all the dinosaurs are changing all the time based on, like, scientific discoveries. And, like, because if you went to, like, interview, like, three-year-old John, or maybe not three, I guess this is, like, first grade, like, seven, eight, something like that. I knew, like, all the dinosaurs, and I had all these books on them, and I knew all these things about it, and I was really into different dinosaur films and stuff like that, but then, you know, slowly over the years, like, this new information comes out, and it's, like, so hard to keep up with it. You have to,
hey,
like...
I don't know what just happened.
Welcome back.
Nicholas is back.
Yay!
Yeah. Did we start yet?
Yeah, we're started.
I didn't get to do my intro.
Yes, you died as soon as I intro'd you.
But you didn't have to cut me off!
Well, apparently you should tell
that
to Scott.
I actually got to use it in a good spot, too. Awesome. I was going to do that anyway, but now it actually makes sense.
But Mr. Tilton was telling us about, first grade John and his several dinosaurs.
Yeah, and just it's so hard to keep up with it. Like I don't know, you think we all think it's hard to keep up with like movies and games and all this stuff in pop culture, but man, the changes in dinosaurs over the years are way more extreme than any of that stuff in my opinion. But also maybe it's just because I'm not actively like pursuing looking stuff like that. But
I think it's one of those interests that people have. I mean most people are actually on dinosaurs fans. I don't actually know anybody who opposes dinosaurs, yes, you don't believe God created the earth and all that other stuff. But, yeah, I think it's, like, I went to the Museum of Natural History, I want to say a couple of months ago, and yeah, there's a ton of dinosaurs, like, even some of the ones that, you know, like, some of the facts, like, this was the biggest dinosaur, that has changed since I've grown up as to which is actually considered the largest dinosaur or the most vicious predator of them all.
Earl, since you mentioned that... I was going to say, since Earl mentioned that museum, when I went there 3 years ago, I was disappointed that it didn't look like it does in the movie. So, because I thought, I don't know why, I was expecting it to look like be laid out like it is in National Museum. Night at the Museum. Yeah, that's it. But yeah, it was completely different, so yeah.
I assume that the movie took shortcuts that you wouldn't have to go through the long empty hallway.
Oh, yeah.
For periods of time and stuff like that. And the museums are ever-changing. They have exhibits that come in and go out all the time just to kind of get people to keep on going, because if it's the same dinosaurs and Native American stuff, it won't last that long.
Yeah, and it's like you go into some of these exhibits and it's like, dinosaurs have feathers now? What? Like, it's like all these like crazy like new things. And it's so funny because it's like this thing that existed, you know, this part of history. And I think that's why dinosaurs are so fascinating, is because they do exist, but in this like, it's, we have this like fantastical view of them. We have this fictitious view of them, but they actually did exist. So it's just kind of this weird way to see it, I think. And I think that's what makes it fascinating, though.
It's the fact that they did exist and that we know so little about them, but at the same time, we can see a lot about them from their bones. Like, it's like you have the desiccated corpse of someone, but you don't know anything about them other than the corpse. So how do you figure out who the person was? How do you figure out the person's life just from their body?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're stuck with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it also helps because you do get creative, vivid, you know, picture of you in your head. Because, you know, like a lot of people had dinosaurs like these mean and vicious creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them weren't like carnivores. They were like people, you know, herbivores. They ate grass and stuff like that. And I'm sure there were some that were probably gentle creatures and stuff like that. I mean, you still kind of do get those portrayals at times. I mean, to pour this into like other entertainment. Like Dino is kept as a pet in the Flintstone.
Yeah.
And he seems to be a very frenzy dinosaur.
Yes, that was a documentary series, the Flintstones.
Yes, it was very much a documentary series.
The same family that also keep a saber-toothed tiger as a pet as well.
If we got the Flintstone movie to show us anything, yes, there was a McDonald's chain back in prehistoric times. So.
Well, that I wouldn't be surprised about. McDonald's is everywhere. So there's probably some Starbucks back then as well.
Yeah, Starbucks would have existed back in the 90s. There would have been a Starbucks in that movie, too.
Yeah.
Well, when they invent time travel, they'll go back and set up some chains so they get an early start.
They already have.
We weren't really known.
Time travel was invented in the future.
So yeah. So anybody else? I mean, Wesley, Nickus, do you have a favorite dinosaur or had a favorite dinosaur?
I never really had a favorite. Like I said, I had ones I liked, but I never really had like a favorite one out of the kid. It was sort of like I watched all like the different dinosaur shows, but I never really grasped onto like one specific dinosaur. I just went, "Whoa, dinosaurs! These are cool." That was
it. And isn't it kind of, it's kind of like the Pokemon effect, where there's just so many cool ones that you're.
Exactly.
It's just the number, the sheer number of awesome things all in the same category. That make it awesome. And some, you know, some people have favorite Pokemon too, but I don't know. This was a bad example. I'm sorry.
It's actually not bad, though. It's actually not too bad.
Well, and I think just like Pokemon, people kind of got, like, once you knew to an issue 150, nobody wants to learn anything beyond that.
Okay. You sold me on my own analogy. That's actually the perfect reason why it is exactly like Pokemon. We just got too overwhelmed once we got a certain age. We're like, we just memorized these 150 Pokemon. We just memorized these 3,000 dinosaurs.
And then we got more.
But yeah, it's worse, because it's like if they changed all the Pokemon, if they're all of a sudden like, oh, wait, Charmander had feathers, and you're like, what? No, stop.
Yeah, but that would be kind of interesting if you breathe fire and have feathers. I do imagine you had some type of accident where you burnt off your own feathers. But yeah, so, I mean, I guess the other thing is, and John, do you remember your first exposure to dinosaurs? Because, I mean, it comes in all shapes and sizes. Usually it's, you know, through school. I know for me, even though I learned it through school, a lot of it came from, what was that movie called? The Land Before Time.
Yeah.
they used to show that to us in first grade during, like, when we couldn't go outside for recess because of snow or rain or whatever, they would put on movies, and it would pretty much alternate between The Land Before Time, Home Alone, and stuff like that. So I got to see these movies lots of times throughout the course of a year. And, you know, like, this is kind of why I still refer to certain dinosaurs as a long neck and sharp tooth and three horns.
I'm going to point out something. This proves how much of an asshole I was even as a little kid. I hated that movie because it was scientifically inaccurate.
Wow.
Because I got, when I was a kid, my mom and dad got me this dinosaur book, and I had it up until a couple years ago still. Like, it's completely outdated at this point, but it talked about, like, Robert Bakker and those guys, and how dinosaurs might possibly have been warm-blooded, but it was still when T-Rex was considered a, you know, king shit, a fuck mountain predator. And knowing all that stuff and seeing Lambo, I'm like, they wouldn't get along. They're not, what? No. I don't know. This is just bullshit. They don't talk. What the hell?
Wow.
And then T-Rex went from being a predator to being a scavenger to being a predator to being, I don't even know what the hell he is now.
He's part of the Megazord.
Did you guys have like a really high percentage of kids in your like elementary school classes who wanted to be like a paleontologist?
Because
I remember that being a thing too. Like we had in first grade there was the dinosaur digging club, which at recess we would go and like dig holes in the playground to like look for dinosaur bones because we were convinced that they were just everywhere.
Wow.
Like dinosaur bones are just everywhere, including like in the like mulch type, but whatever they use for like to make it safe on the, not mulch is the worst word to use for it, but like, you know, that like weird foamy playground stuff that you can fall into. We would like dig through that and we would never find anything. Sucked.
I was going to say, it used to be, I know when I didn't want to become a paleontologist, it's when I started watching Friends, because they always made it seem like Ross's job was like the worst and most boring thing in the world. And that just kind of killed any interest you had in it. At least for me, again. So what was an accurate portrayal of dinosaurs to you, Nicias, as a young kid? Or did you not have any?
The thing is that there wasn't any back then because they didn't have the effects to do it. Any portrayal of dinosaurs they had were either animated or they were in something like, and you go to a museum and they would have animatronic dinosaurs or something like that.
That's about right.
And even then, I mean, that was cool because they were moving, but it wasn't like, you know, the visceral experience of, and this was the impetus of wanting to do this episode that I brought up a few weeks ago, is I just written about Jurassic Park and I want to talk more about dinosaurs. The visceral experience of seeing Jurassic Park the first time and going, holy shit, they've got dinosaurs and they're moving and oh my god, they're going, holy shit! And then being excited about it.
Okay.
And that, and that's why that movie is so cool, because that was like one of the first times, like, because I was about, like, Nicholas, how old are you, if I may ask? Just that kind of like to give a
right
time.
Now?
Yeah.
Old enough to party.
Okay. So I'm just curious.
I'm 32. I'm 32.
Okay. I was just trying to get the time because we were probably about similar enough ages. I'm 30, so I'm about...
I was 13 when Jurassic Park came out.
About 11. I was about 11, and it was... I remember the first time I saw that movie, too, and I went, oh my god, this is really cool, because the effects were, like, unlike anything I'd seen by this point, just how they did the animatronics and how they did the... how everything kind of came together in this movie. You're just going, holy crap! Like, the animatronics and everything's insane! And honestly, it's probably why the movie can still hold up well, because they didn't use a whole crap ton of CG, they just used the general animatronics, which is, like I said, which is why that movie holds up as well as it does.
Okay. I've actually never seen that movie in full, and I'm probably going to get
cussed. Wait, what?!
What?
You gave me crap over Dodgeball, and you've never seen Jurassic Park all the way through?
You need to watch Listen,
guys, I have to go, because I don't think I belong on this podcast anymore. Yeah. Everything I believed is a lie. What is wrong with you, Earl? For fuck's sake.
Well, either rent or buy the Blu-ray, because it looks so good on Blu-ray. It's hardly aged at all on Blu-ray. The haircuts look kind of...
That's what's spectacular about that movie. The effects have not... diminished at all. They're still amazing.
Because they didn't use all the CG, they just used animatronics. And when you use the animatronics like they did, it helped hold up your movie better than
even
early 90s CG.
Even the CG looks good, though. Like,
they
use CG in the movie, and it looks good still. It's amazing.
They used it very judiciously. They didn't just slap it on willy-nilly everywhere and be like, oh, CG, do it, whatever.
Early 90s CG, ah, crap.
Well, and it's funny because, like, I don't know, and this isn't dinosaur related, but it kind of reminds me of it. Like, I was looking at a mashup video of clips from the original Star Wars trilogy, the prequel trilogy, and we're at the point now where the prequel trilogy looks more dated than the original trilogy because the heavy CG. And I think, you know, I think a lot of movies have that effect where we don't even notice that the year comes out because they're doing something new or something we haven't seen before. But something like Jurassic Park, you know, every now and then you get those films that just it. I don't know what it is about it, but it transcends time all of a sudden because of a number of things working in the movie.
Yeah, and I mean, we mentioned that when we had our Star Wars podcast, and I think it was another recent example is Ghost Rider. I mean, that movie's only like 4 or 5 years old, but it's extremely dated and cartoony.
See, the thing with Ghost Rider is, though, I didn't think it looked that good the year it came out, but
that's,
maybe that was
that's
just
another thing. But, I mean, it looks bad then. It looks even worse now. So.
I probably couldn't watch it now. Probably not near the point or what I could then, because back then, like, well, this is kind of stupid, but it's tolerable now. I'm like, nope. Peace out. I'm out.
Yeah, but back on track to dinosaurs. And my... We'll skip over Jurassic Park for now.
Ooh.
Wow. I'm not
was,
forgetting
that's
this
the reason
for
I'm
the
here.
Rest of my time.
I could always amend my watching Jurassic Park, even though it looks like it's $50 for the trilogy, and I've always heard that people kind of say ignore the second one? No, third
one. Second and third one, they're not bad, but they're not nearly as good as the first one.
The second one is a good, you're homesick, and you want to watch something kind of dumb but kind of awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The second one's got Pete Postlethwaite in it, and he's like the best thing in it because he's playing this awesome hunter. He wants to bag a T-Rex. It's quite cool.
Okay. But, I mean, are there any other dinosaur movies that you're fond of?
Night at the Museum?
The only reason why I kind of want to see Night at the Museum one of these days is because of the fact that there's a few people I really do like. Like, it was funny when I realized that Dick Van Dyke's one a small part in that movie. I went, holy crap, really? Wow, that'd be kind of cool to see him for like a little bit in there. But there's a few other people that kind of like be kind of fun to see that once. But other dinosaur movies, gosh. It's funny with Nicholas, when you mentioned Land Before Time, I actually liked that movie when I was a kid. I actually liked the heck out of it.
I think most normal kids do.
And it's like, and the reason why, because that was one of the, like, those, like, Don Bluth during that period, he was just on such a roll during that period of, like, about, like, the late 80s, where he was just doing these killer movies, and that was, like, one of the last really just awesome-looking Don Bluth movies. And it's still a pretty cool little movie to this day. I mean, of course, Land Before Time nowadays is known as that movie that they've made God only knows how many sequels of by this point, and a very terribly animated series. But outside of that,
animated series for it?
There was an animated series for Land Before Time.
I did not know that.
I think I've seen like maybe one or two episodes. I think I remember it too, because I kind of remember seeing it and I was going, there's an animated series for Land Before Time? I'm like,
there was something like 15 movies of it.
The movies got to the point where they didn't even number them. They were just like volume 10 or volume 11.
They make up like at least 70% of the dinosaur content.
There was the animated movies, and then they had the TV series that aired on freaking Cartoon Network. That's how I remember it. It aired on freaking in 2007 for like hardly any time on Cartoon Network. They made like 26 episodes of a little sucker too.
Speaking of dinosaur cartoons, did any of you watch We're Back a Dinosaur Story?
What?
What was that again?
We're Back a Dinosaur Story?
Oh, We're Back. No.
Oh no, never seen that movie.
Oh, I've seen clips of that.
Seen clips, but never the whole entire movie.
Yeah.
I've seen that more times than Jurassic Park, so.
Wow. Whoa!
I might have actually.
That one has like songs in it and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's like it's kind of like they're mindless, aggressive dinosaurs, and they kind of get like a personality chip put into them, and that's how they become like singing, dancing dinosaurs and stuff like that. And it's about two little kids who befriend them and stuff like that. It's a decent enough movie. I mean, I enjoyed it a lot more when I was a kid, but there's a lot of stuff I did then.
Yeah.
I know, I don't think I would recommend you folks going out and watching it right now, but if it's ever on TV and you have nothing better to do, it's a decent way to spend an hour and a half.
Basically, if I ever saw this on TV and I'm like, yeah, I have nothing else better to do, click. And just sit down and watch it for a few minutes or something like that.
Yeah, are there any other major dinosaur movie?
Does the Super Mario Brother movie count?
Oh, we did not talk about
count.
It.
Ignore. Yeah. Ignore.
It's got dinosaurs in it, hasn't it?
Here's the thing, too. Like, it seems like there's either films that primarily feature the dinosaurs, or they kind of have dinosaurs off to the side in it. It seems like even like a King Kong or something like that is kind of like, oh, there's dinosaurs here, too.
Ice Age. Because that's kind of like the dinosaurs are in the background for most of that.
Yeah, although I haven't seen that one. There's the sequel that's like Dawn of the Dinosaurs or something. I haven't seen it, but it sounds like that would feature them a little bit more.
And isn't that supposed to take place after? Like, there's like proto-humans in Ice Age, isn't there?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, fuck those movies then.
And I would guess that would make sense then, because if it takes place after, then how would you have a Dawn of the Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, the entire franchise doesn't make sense because I thought they were all kind of frozen at the end of the first one. Not them, but like the scrawny guy with the nut, and then he comes back for the sequels and stuff like that.
Hmm.
But you know, consistency in the kids' movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, and we talked about this in the pre-show a little bit, but I think dinosaurs are a weird thing in that there's. Like, if you think of all the other types of films, like vampire films or zombie films or, you know, any big kind of creature type thing, it always seems like dinosaurs aren't as popular. And I can never understand why they're not. Like there's a lot of, like, Jurassic Park does super well financially, and Disney had that dinosaur movie come out, like, 10 years or so ago, and it did really well. But no one's really, it's never caught on as a trend, and maybe that's a good thing, but I always thought it was kind of weird that we never hit, like, a time where, like, there's a time where everyone's really into zombie movies, and then all of a sudden everyone's really into vampires, but there was never, like, I feel like dinosaurs never had their time.
I think
I can answer that, actually, is that, well, A, the expense, because to do dinosaurs, even half-assed, you have to spend a lot on puppets or CG or some sort of effect.
Correct.
But I think the larger issue is that with stuff like zombies and vampires and like monsters and things like that, you can bury a subtext. You can say, well, the zombies represent X, or the vampires, this is about AIDS, or this is about blah, 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 racism, etc., etc.
Gotcha.
Dinosaurs really can't do that, I don't think. Like, there's like the Jurassic Park story about science run amok, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Unless you go way out of left field and be like, oh, these dinosaurs can talk, and this is about their society, and hey, look, they have kids, and they love, and look, they're going to sing.
That was a really satisfying answer, actually. Thank you.
That was really good.
Because I've always wondered that, and now I have a really satisfying answer to it.
My answer wouldn't have been as, you know, well thought. Yeah, I was just going to say that I think it's just that dinosaurs pose a much greater threat than the rest of those things. Like, you can't really just gun down a dinosaur. I don't think it would work as well. Like, you can, you know, everybody knows how to kill a zombie at this point. You all know how to kill vampires, even though the mythos changes from source to source. You know, Garrick, Sunlight, and stuff. Like, you know, you can't have the same thing with dinosaurs. If there's giant dinosaurs running about, I don't think a human with an assault rifle is going to take down an army of dinosaurs, even one or two of them. So I think it's just like, how do you match that threat level with what you have? Because you usually want a human-y character if you're going to do something like this.
If there was a time when dinosaurs kind of like dominated like their appearance in films, it was probably like way back in the day when special effects were first starting to, you know, like all the stop motion stuff with, again, like King Kong. And there was a bunch of films
Kind
of like that where they're like, oh, we can do stop motion now. we'll do a stop motion dinosaur and
oh yeah, that was like right around that period.
Yeah, like the 30s and 40s. If there was a time for dinosaurs, that was probably it.
I mean, I'm kind of curious now. Do you have an idea for a dinosaur movie?
No, I don't have an idea for a dinosaur movie. I wish I did. You know who does have an idea for a dinosaur movie, though, is Pixar, because they're having come out in the next couple of years. The Good Dinosaur just got named, directed by Rob Peterson, I think. Let me look this up.
So, yeah, we'll have... I mean, and like you said, I honestly don't want dinosaurs to become like vampires and mummies and zombies. Well, I guess mummies haven't been over the age yet. I think they will be the next big target. But zombies and vampires, I think, have kind of gone over the hill at this point.
When you were talking about the budget for dinosaur movies especially, I remember when people were talking about Terra Nova getting canceled, and some of my friends were asking, like, saying, like, well, maybe like the CW could pick it up. And I said, are you kidding me? Terra Nova on a CW budget? That would be the equivalent of going to a toy store, buying one of those little fake dinosaur toys, getting some, like, G.I. Joes, and just having the dinosaurs, and just having a little fake dinosaur toy chasing after the G.I. Joes. Because that's, like, literally I thought myself, that would be, that's what I thought, like, yeah, because that's the reason why Terra Nova was so flippin' expensive. A part of it was the dang dinosaur effects and so forth was, yeah, they do anything dinosaurs. Gotta look good. I mean, have you guys seen the TV show Primeval?
Oh, God, no. Oh.
That's not bad.
No, right.
So I was like, this looks like, this is terrible. I'm gonna go back to watching Merlin. Oh.
I'll say this, because no matter what you think about the series, the special effects on that show are above average for what you would see on a TV series looking for like, because the guys who did this actually... there was a dinosaur series they worked on for TLC, and that's how they learned the initial effects for Primeval was they did that, and they said, hey, you know what we could do? We could put this to a TV series. So they didn't have near the budget of Terra Nova, but some of the dinosaurs looked better than Terra Nova on a non-Terra Nova budget. So no matter what you think about the series, the dinosaurs look pretty damn cool in Primeval.
The thing with Primeval is, and the reason I don't like it, is because it was basically conceived as by ITV to be like a ratings competitor against Doctor Who. Because ITV and BBC, here in the UK, they're like fighting for ratings over time. And Primeval was to IVT. Well, they were hoping it would be a hit on ITV, like Doctor Who is on BBC. Because like now Doctor Who is like huge, isn't it? And like Primeval, like... I don't actually know anyone who watches it. So, and I've seen some clips for it, and it just doesn't look very good.
It's a weird series, I'll give you that. But, I'm not really familiar with the ratings war there, because they both aired on BBC at equal periods of time. So, I kind of, like, whenever Doctor Who was off, they put Primeval in. Doctor Who came back on, then Primeval would return whenever Doctor Who was off again. So, I was unfamiliar with the ITV BBC Battle Royale there.
Okay. I guess, you know, going into TV shows, we should talk about ABC's Dinosaurs.
Oh, God. Dinosaurs. The TV series with the darkest series, one of the darkest series finales for a kid's show you could think of.
Very true.
God.
And, I mean, for those who aren't aware of it, do you want to talk about it? Because it is a pretty depressing
I'll
for any show.
Because I remember, I have very interesting feelings on that. Okay, the initial ABC run, it was very truncated because the full series, I don't think it ever fully aired on ABC back in the day. Because I know they put it on syndication. And
it aired on ABC.
It aired on ABC for the most part, but they edited out a chunk of episodes. And,
yeah, no, that's true. You're right about that.
And they edited out a chunk of episodes because they aired the entire series on syndication when it came on like 8:30 in the morning at one point. And there was like 6-7 episodes they didn't air before the series finale. And the series finale, oh my God, it is like one of those things where kids were like, the hell is this? Because it's like the base of what happens was they basically screwed up their environment hardcore. They had these like what was it like? Because hang on, I might have to look this up really fast just so I can don't entirely screw this up, but it's like basically it's about they have this like bug that they destroy the heck out of. And it's like this, hang on, it's a, what was it? It's a
bunch beetle.
Thank you. It's a bunch beetle, and they kill all the bunch beetles that helped like devour this vine, but they only had none left, so this vine kept destroying, so they kind of came up with a way to destroy the vine, so they pretty much sprayed the planet with defoliant, but caused the destruction of the vine, but also killed off every bit of plant life on the planet. So, hey, they created clowns, they'll bring rain, right? So it's like, nope, they drop bombs in the volcanoes and eruptions in cloud cover. Then they cause the Ice Age. So the Ice Age happens, and pretty much the end of the episode is everyone just shivering and going, and then it's like baby's like, we'll be okay, right, Daddy? Sure. We'll be perfectly fine. And it's like you pretty much know. Nope. They're screwed. Like, it's the most, like, dark, like, one of the more, like, wow, that is dark. It's like...
Well, it's kind of a foregone conclusion, isn't it? I mean, it was a show about dinosaurs. So
it's like, yeah.
Well, I mean, it didn't have to end that way, but
it was realistic to eventually, yeah, this would be an explanation for why the dinosaurs went gone, so it's... But it in the entire show itself, because most of the rest of the series was very much a humorous commentary on dinosaurs, and it was a fun little series. I mean, and
it was early Simpsons with dinosaur puppets.
It was pretty fun. I actually
like first season Simpsons.
For goodness sake, the baby Sinclair started a freaking phenomenon with that, like not the mama, and had a freaking doll. So go figure. You had that giant. Like I remember seeing that doll in toy stores when I was a kid, and it's like. Yeah. And you push to like, not the mama, not the mama. I was like, oh God.
Yeah, and, I'm the but baby, it gotta love me.
Gotta love me. And they made mints off that dang doll. But it was funny how, but then it's like in contrast to all that fun, it's like that finale. I'm like, wow, that is a finale. And that's why people might not remember all the show. But a lot of people remember the finale to Dinosaurs very well because it's just such a different tone than what the entire series was. But, you know, hey, when you think about it, it's a fitting tone to... Like, how are we going to end the series? Basically, we explain why the dinosaurs all go away. Okay, that works.
And they knew the whole time because I was just reading on TV Tropes that in the first episode... One of the characters notices that their dating system goes in reverse and wonders what they're counting down to.
Huh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Interesting.
I did not know that. That's cool.
As a change of pace, let's talk about the other popular dinosaur on TV, which is Barney.
Oh, what?
That's a swerve.
That
it's interesting how you want to talk about Barney, but not Jurassic Park, Earl. That's
okay.
Yeah,
I have no problem talking
about
it. I have no problem talking about
it. The Twitter account? That dude's
you do realize, Earl, you have started something here that you cannot stop.
Because yeah. This is a song that doesn't end. It goes on and on, my friend.
I was not...
I know that's not Barney, but it's the same network. Yes.
Good name of Lamb Chop and his and her.
Lamb Chop rule. Yeah.
But Barney would have... I think Barney would be the second most popular dinosaur on TV, or even the first. It's something that all kids kind of know growing up, and it's something that most adults remember because nobody ever wants to admit they watched Barney as a kid. Which I didn't watch Barney as a kid, so... It's Barney's a dinosaur from our imagination. I forget how the rest of that song goes, but he's a giant purple dinosaur. Oh. You know, it's usually what people compare John Cena to.
Not even John Cena deserves that. Come on.
That's not right at all.
Well, people do, because when Cena used to wear the giant purple shirt, people used to say, hey, it's like Barney the Dinosaur coming. But did any of you watch Barney when you were growing up?
Fuck no.
No.
I'd say other than Nicholas, because he...
I'm old as hell! No. I also have intelligence. Fuck that. No. Fuck Barney.
Not even when I was a kid. Not even if I was like a young kid watching that show, I would have still skipped the hell out of that when I was a kid. So,
pandering bullshit.
Well, yes, it is. It's made for kids in like preschool and stuff. What do you expect to?
Sesame Street. Sesame Street's awesome.
Yeah, Sesame Street's fine. That's perfectly okay. But Barney was just no.
Okay, so like I said, nobody was going to admit to watching Barney, but he's up there. We mentioned Dino from the Flintstones, and he's another giant purple dinosaur. I don't know why dinosaurs come in purple.
Dino was a good one. The one show that, and this is funny, but one show that I always surprised that never was a success was freaking Dino Riders, for goodness sake, when that came out back in the 80s.
Are you surprised, though? I mean, because wasn't Dino Riders like a, I guess I'm thinking of something else, is it not like a Power, not a Power Rangers, a Ninja Turtles type deal?
It was basically guys riding giant dinosaurs and having adventures, then basically fighting other people with giant dinosaurs. And basically guys riding giant dinosaurs and big giant dinosaur blasting, laser blasting action. How did this fail is beyond me, outside of maybe the toys were too expensive for the time period or whatever, but good lord,
it looks
I'm
pretty
still surprised.
Crazy, to be honest.
It's just giant guys riding
it
giant
looks
dinosaurs.
Crazy.
I mean,
hold on, I got lost for a second. What are we talking about?
Dino
Riders. Talking about Dino Riders.
Oh, Dino Riders. Yeah. Well, the problem with Dino Riders is you could only get the shows if you bought the toys.
Correct.
Oh,
it was
really?
Never shown on TV. Yeah, they sold videos that you got with the toys. So you would have to get... It was like they used to sell comics with the Masters of the Universe figures. Yeah, same thing. I was huge into Dino Riders when I was a little wee Nicholas. And, I very much enjoyed it because it was aliens riding dinosaurs. That was all the stuff I liked.
It was one of the things that, yeah, if they would have aired that on TV, it would have been a bit, probably would have had a better chance of being a success because they didn't put it on TV. That didn't really help the exposure because a lot of the major toy lines were fueled by gargantuan television influence. I mean, it's goodness sake, this is a weird dinosaur toy fact that I actually, only reason why I know is because they actually released a line of toys of G.I. Joe that actually had a dinosaur with it. Like, it was like a Jungle Hunter line or whatever that had a Jeep, one of the Jeep they used for another toy line, and a little cheesy dinosaur, and you had he had a G.I. Joe fighting dinosaurs for, like, one period of time. I'm like, going, you got... It was right around Jurassic Park period, and they had G.I. Joe fighting dinosaurs. It never hit a TV show or anything. It was just a little one-off toy thing they did just for a couple toys and then be done with it. But
I'm kind of curious. Do you know when this came out?
I can actually look at... I actually still have the toy somewhere, but...
If it came out, like, 93, 94?
Because it was a weird... It was probably about 93. Probably about that period, because G.I. Joe is trying out really weird stuff, like, near the end of his toy line.
Toy line still continues. It just is.
But you're like near the end of the initial toy line, they were trying out.
I was
going
to say, it could have just been, I think, one of those things where they were trying to get in on the popularity of Power Rangers because the original set of Megazords are all dinosaur based.
Oh, yeah. That was an interesting experience.
So, yeah, you know, that was kind of a resurgence of dinosaur because I think the original ones lasted for a season, and then they still had the Green Ranger one because that's not the Dragonzord?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and even when they switched over to, Thunder ones, it was still, I always thought the Thunder ones were stupid because it changed from dinosaurs into animals. To strike a lightning.
Weren't they the Ninja Rangers, the ones that were in the film?
No, that was after the Thunders. Because it was the Thunderzords, which was like the, it was like the dragon and the, and then they got the Ninja Zord from Ninjuto? Basically, the ones they had in the movie, they got after that to replace it once Rita and Zed kind of got married. I know way too much about Power Rangers. But yeah. We didn't mention, what was the other one, Dino Saucers?
Yeah, Dino Saucers was really cool, too. I I actually liked the heck out of that series when I was younger. There, it was like one of those series that I kind of went, wow, that actually was kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's more...
At the risk of making you all feel old, these cartoons are a little bit before my time, which is why I know, like, nothing about them. Because Dino Riders is, like, 1988, which is the year I was born. And I've just Googled this one, and it's 87, so I wasn't even alive then. So
legitimately, don't feel bad. There's some of the stuff I only know.
Back in the early 2000s, the Toys R Us in Times Square, which is like one of their marquee stores, used to have a giant animatronic dinosaur in the store because of their Jurassic Park section.
Still there in New York.
It's not there anymore.
It was there when I went 3 years ago.
Yeah, maybe. Well, okay, what they removed...
Video of it somewhere, actually.
Okay, they probably still have the dinosaur. He doesn't move as much, but they removed the... They used to have G.I. Joe, who used to rip off the walls, and that's no longer there.
I went into Toys R Us, and there was a T-Rex there, because there was a Spider-Man there as well, and some other cool shit.
Oh, wow.
That would be awesome stuff.
Spider-Man stuff isn't there anymore. Like, oh. That's for sure. Like, they still have, I think the stuff they still have is, like, they still have the Ferris wheel, of course, and they still have the giant... Barbie Dreamhouse or whatever that is. And then there's like they used to have like a G.I. Joe section where the Joes were thrown off the wall. They had the giant animatronic dinosaur. They used to have like a little entranceway for the Russian toys and stuff like that. But it changes as depending on what's really popular, what they're pushing at the time. So I actually haven't been to that store in like 2 or 3 years. So who knows what they have now. But yes, I was going to say a more recent admission would be like dinosaurs in video games. And I think the most popular one would probably be Dino Crisis.
Oh, yeah.
That was
fun.
I used
to play that.
What about Primal Rage?
Primal Rage!
I remember as well in Resident Evil 3 when one of Jill's alternate costumes was the Dino Crisis outfit, wasn't it? When you could be that girl with the red hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it would make sense because it's the same company, I believe.
Yeah.
So it's actually like a Resident Evil game that they were trying out, and they just figured it wasn't being too much like Resident Evil, so they added a new coat of paint to it and called it something else. I think that's also how they came up with Devil May Cry. And I always thought that's interesting. I guess I'm mistaken. Dino Crisis wouldn't be the most popular one. It actually would be Turok.
Oh, yeah.
That's based on the comic, too. So
based on the Gold Key comics, which eventually went to Valiant. Which then Valiant got bought out by Acclaim, and then Acclaim used it for video games.
Yep. And Acclaim ran out of business.
Yes.
But Turok the Dinosaur Hunter, awesome game, some fantastic weapons. I hated the controls on the N64 version, and I heard the quality kind of dipped after that, so I never really checked out anything beyond that. Yeah, so Dino Crisis, Turok, anybody played these and want to talk about them?
Turok was fun. I remember the first time I played on N64, and it was kind of fun. I mean, it wasn't my favorite game. I mean, it was during a period where also, like, I had other games. I went, well, these are much better than Turok, so I'll play this other stuff. But Turok was kind of fun for a little while there, because it was kind of like, whoa.
It was also during a time where we weren't kind of overwhelmed with first-person shooters.
Exactly.
Like, you had Turok, you had GoldenEye, you had Perfect Dark. I mean, there was a ton of them on PCs, but for the console era, there weren't a lot of first-person shooters. I mean, nowadays, first-person shooters are kind of a dime a dozen, so it's really hard to get excited about them, even though dinosaurs are still a very unique creature in them. Even recently, I had a friend who put out a game on Steam called Dino D-Day, which is a World War II game with dinosaurs.
Oh, I heard about that game.
It's actually pretty nifty, and, you know, it's worth checking out, but I'm
kind of... to hear the logic of how that works.
It doesn't have... I mean, it's a video game. If you see...
Nazi experimentation results in dinosaurs showing up?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
that's my guess. I have no idea. I'm throwing it out there. And if that isn't what was done, listen, someone else needs to get on that.
I figured it's like Mario. If you don't really have to explain it, if you don't want to, just try not to explain it where it becomes odd and confusing.
Well, and also I kind of want to make a mention here because there's all, like, one thing I say comics also, like, and also, like, one thing I say to dinosaurs, comic books have really done some very trippy things with dinosaurs all over the years. One of my personal favorites, and I don't know if any of you guys read this comic. Have you guys heard of Atomic Robo?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
And Atomic Robo has one of the best dinosaur-related characters ever named Dr. Dinosaur. And Dr. Dinosaur is one of the greatest characters ever because he is all he is this dinosaur from the future that irritates the living crap out of Atomic Robo at all given periods of time. And he's just like the really quirky, funny dinosaur that every appearance you have, you will not hesitate but to laugh out loud because it is so nutty. He's like, and basically the story is how he gets there is like, and one story is why Dr. Dinosaur hates Atomic Robo. And another story follows up with why Atomic Robo hates Dr. Dinosaur. And if you guys haven't read these stories, the Dr. Dinosaur, I know one of the stories is available on Comixology as a free comic book day story 1 year, so it's available for free on there. So you can read it anytime you want. And it's really funny, and you will laugh your head off because it's Dr. Dinosaur, it's a talking dinosaur versus a talking robot, and it is awesome. So
there's also a new one out this year. When this goes out on Friday, it'll be like Free Comic Book Day the day after. And
yes.
I think they do an Atomic Robo each year, don't they? And this year's has Dr. Dinosaur in it as well. So
I remember mentioning that Image also does one, Super Dinosaur.
Yes,
which
that's
written by Robert Kirkman. And it's about a genetically enhanced Tyrannosaurus Rex who lives in the modern day, and he fights crime with his best friend Derek Dynamo, who's a 10-year-old boy. I don't think that has a consistent schedule. I could be mistaken. I remember I read like the first three, and I was kind of, it's a good story, fantastic art. I just didn't care for it because like the first issue is like a recap, and it's like, what are you recapping on your first issue? But it is that. I mean, it's worth checking out. Are there any other dinosaur comic books?
Hell yeah.
There's
definitely
plenty.
Dinosaur, motherfucker.
There's freaking, this week in the comics, they actually released a comic, G.I. Combat, with the first story being The War That Time Forgot, about a group of soldiers fighting giant dinosaurs. So.
I mentioned again, Devil Dinosaur.
Yeah. Devil Dinosaur,
Jack
Moon
Kirby.
Boy.
Jack Kirby. Jack fucking Dinosaur. Where it's just a little cave boy riding around a dinosaur wrecking house.
Oh,
it's Marvel as well.
So now Anthony, it's where you want to read it.
No, I recognize the creature.
Continuity, man. That is very in continuity.
I didn't recognize the name, but I know it's the red dinosaur because that's an image you don't really forget.
And also, Nicholas, since I know you read it as well.
Don't spoil it.
We're not going to say it. But we're just saying there's a great moment in Next Wave that.
Don't say the name because now they're going to look for it when they read it.
Well, it's
I think that's where I seen him last when
it's
I read
been
Next Wave.
Enough, they haven't read it, and I then there's but then, but basically there's a great moment. I won't exactly tell you what it appears as, but it's awesome. Oh, so
son of a bitch.
Well, they should have read it by now.
Well.
It happened. And I guess going back really quickly, I think he's probably one of the most recognizable dinosaurs nowadays, but it would be Yoshi from the Super Mario franchise.
There's a controversy behind that, actually.
Oh, Yoshi.
Of either Yoshi's either a dinosaur or a dragon. There's a very odd conversation that's gone on there before. Some people think he's a dragon, some people think he's a dinosaur. So
do you know what my counter-argument is to that, Wesley?
What?
In the live-action movie they made,
dinosaur.
So, game, set, and match.
But I believe Yoshi is originally intended to be a dinosaur. I mean, he comes from Dinosaur or Dino Island or something like that. And he was actually originally conceived to be in the original Super Mario Brothers game, and I think he was also came back for Super Mario Brothers 3, but the technology wasn't there for them to include him into that game. So it's one of those ideas where Miyamoto just kind of kept it in the back of his head. It's the same thing he wanted to co-op in the original Mario games, and he could never get it to work. He wanted it in Mario 64 as well. So it's one of those things that were brought back, and then Yoshi's become, you know, he's become associated with Mario, even though he's probably the most abused pet in all of history.
It's funny that he's wanted to implement multiplayer so long, because it's like still not really in there, besides like the second player getting I guess there's alternative, like, you know, you take turns playing in Mario.
Well, I
but,
mean, it's Mario Brothers Wii, they have four-player co-op, so they did get
oh,
that.
Oh, shit, yeah, wait, you're right. Oh my gosh. Wow, I'm stupid.
Yeah, I know the Galaxy Games had what they called the girlfriend mode, which is basically one person points at the screen to slap enemies and that didn't do anything, but yeah, they got it in New Super Mario Brothers Wii, which is fantastic. I know everybody's not a fan of it, but yeah, but Yoshi has appeared in, I would assume, over 100 games at this point. I know for a while he was everybody's favorite character in Mario Kart, either him or the Koopa Trooper.
Yoshi still is some people's favorite character on Mario Kart, Earl. I will have you know.
Yeah.
No, Yoshi is my main guy in Mario Kart because he's awesome.
Being such a big fan of Jurassic Park growing up, one of the other games that I really enjoyed was when they released the Dinosaur Expansion Pack for Zoo Tycoon.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty awesome. Because then basically you got to build your own Jurassic Park. And I had a blast doing that.
So you didn't go around eating people?
I don't remember being too... I wasn't like a destructive kid in my situation building. I think the closest I got was in Roller Coaster Tycoon, like saving my game and then making the roller coasters like shoot off the car.
Speeding them up so they all die.
Yeah, like I think that's the closest I got. Besides that, I was too attached to the idea that, you know, I wanted to be, because in Jurassic Park, you know, spoilers for Earl, the only person, but the dinosaurs, you know, everything goes wrong, and it's that whole idea, like that first 15 minutes of Jurassic Park where everything's so right, and you're like, oh man, I wish this existed. That's like what I lived out playing Zoo Tycoon. What was it? Dinosaur or something? I forget what it was called. Dinosaur Digs. Zoo Tycoon Dinosaur Digs.
There was a game I played when I was a kid that where you actually, like, I can't remember the name of this game, but it was like an old DOS title where you genetically bred dinosaurs and then you could use them on the field and have them like travel around fighting other dinosaurs. And it was kind of like, and then you could genetically like print it out of your printer and like make it, and like, so like, hey, look what this dinosaur I just created. And I can't remember the name of this game, and it would take a lot more longer hunting sessions online than what I have on this show right now. But I cannot remember the name of this game for the life of me, but I had it when I was a kid. I used to play the hell out of it, and it was a pretty fun little dinosaur game. And I had not ever thought about this game until today, so holy crap, the memory launched in here.
Are there Jurassic Park games that allow you to play as the dinosaurs?
Yeah. The
Sega Genesis Super Nintendo one, you can play as either Alan Grant or a Velociraptor.
Okay,
guess who everyone chose a lot of the time? The Velociraptor, because...
Well, this happens. It's kind of like the Alien versus Predator games where you could be a human, like... Why would you want to be the human?
Or you could be a predator and kick some ass.
Well, on top of that, the controls sucked as the human.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like aliens versus predators. And you can be a human and get your ass kicked by two groups.
With that game, I thought it was quite cool how if you picked an alien, you started off as like the little face hugger, and then you went ingested in the chest, didn't you? And then you have to shoot out, and then you have to eat cats, so you grow. That was quite cool. I think that was in the second one.
Do we already mention the greatest video game that features dinosaurs yet?
Which is
Chrono Trigger? Have we talked about Chrono Trigger?
Yeah, Trigger.
How did I forget that shit?
Dear God, neither one of us.
Because that like pulls off like because that you go back because what I was going to say earlier, like I think, you know, when Nicholas was mentioning some of the problems of having dinosaurs in film. One of the other things that came to mind after he mentioned that was like, well, also you have to have some sort of time travel, or you need to go to some alternate universe or something. And you don't want to like force that. But since Chrono Trigger is already doing time travel, like, when you go to the past, like having dinosaurs in there is so natural. Mm-hmm. And and especially recently I played one of the re-releases with like the video transitions cut in, and it's such like a cool part where like you go back and there's these dinosaurs there, and it really just sets the tone for like, because you know everyone's a time travel in the future in games like this, but then when you go back and there's still dinosaurs, like, to me, that's more exciting than going to the future where there's all this new technology and robots and stuff like that.
The future in Chrono Trigger is very, very depressing, so it's much more...
Yeah, that's part of it.
So it's like, yeah, go back in time and visit some dinosaurs, or go to the future and see that it's a very depressing, dilapidated universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there anything else? I think somebody was mentioning something else, and...
I was actually thinking about there's also the comic series Cadillacs and Dinosaurs that Mark Schultz...
That's a TV show as well.
There was Mark Schultz, and it started out as the comic, then became a TV show. Then there was a Capcom beat-em-up game that was based off the comic and TV show that's actually a lot of fun.
It's Capcom. They know how to do that.
Oh, heck yeah. That was their glorious beat-em-up game period, in which they just made all these awesome beat-em-up games out. And Cadillacs the Dinosaurs is just bloody ridiculous, and I love it to death. And by the way, if you want to play Cadillacs and Dinosaurs, MAME, that's the only way you're ever going to play that sucker, is MAME, because that game is... Because that game is pretty much never got released to a home console or never got released on anything else, but it's a pretty remarkably fun beat-em-up.
Did you get to play as the dinosaur?
No, you don't, actually. You basically help free the dinosaurs, or you have to fight against all the dinosaurs.
Wait, does that mean you get to punch dinosaurs?
Yes, you do get to punch dinosaurs. You seriously get to punch a dinosaur. I kid you not, you can punch
a dinosaur.
That's
what I always wanted to do.
You can punch dinosaurs.
You have
dinosaurs.
Tell your grandkids about the day you got to punch a dinosaur.
Oh, you must. It's that best day.
It's like Russian gators. I'm trying to think of anything else dinosaur-related. I mean, there's still a ton of stuff dinosaur-related. We actually didn't talk about real dinosaurs too much, but I think that's such a vast topic.
Yeah.
Did everybody mention what their specific actual favorite dinosaur is?
Nobody
had a...
I've actually got one, though.
I have one as well.
Which no one
asked you this, you didn't answer.
I've got an answer now, that's why.
Wes went on for like 20 minutes.
But my favorite dinosaur, I can't believe I didn't think of this earlier, but it's Rex from Toy Story.
Oh!
Eh? Eh?
That's a good one.
No, but Rex is one of my favorite characters in Toy Story, just because, you know, he's Rex, he's so lovable and clumsy.
He's
and
awesome.
Yeah. Even though he's a toy, he's not really a dinosaur, but whatever.
He's a dinosaur toy.
Yeah, just like Yoshi's just a bit of data on a cartridge, so if he counts, then Rex counts.
Whoa, Yoshi's a real dinosaur. Yeah. He would be my favorite if I had to name one.
Well, you do.
Oh, okay, then I'm going with Yoshi. I mean, well, one, he's in my favorite video game franchise of all time, so it makes him, you know, likable by association, but he's also a fantastic character in some of the sports spinoffs. At golf. I don't really care for him much in tennis. He's great in Mario Soccer and pretty decent in Mario Baseball with his egg shot.
And he's my main dude in Mario Kart.
He's never been my main dude in Mario Kart. It's either the Koopa Troopas or one of the babies.
Oh, yeah. But the babies were only introduced, was it, in Double Dash?
There's been like 3 Mario Karts since then.
That's when I played, though, to be honest. Is there more? Oh no! It would have been the one on the Wii. Silly me.
I forgot that. What about you, Mr. Nicholas?
Well, see, you went like okay. So my favorite dinosaur, I was going to say, was an actual dinosaur from reality. It was the Pachycephalosaurus.
Are you saying that Yoshi isn't from reality?
No, Yoshi is not a real thing. Yoshi is in fact created by humans, Asian humans actually, and
You're
going to
say that from him, Earl. Are you going to stand for that? This is your dream.
But no, my favorite dinosaur was the Pachycephalosaurus because they're cool. They're just assholes with giant fucking bone helmets, basically, that run around headbutting all the time. And then eating leaves. And then they'd headbutt some more, and then they eat some more leaves.
Were they in They were in the Lost World, weren't they?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were. If not the Lost World, they were in Jurassic Park 3. They were in one of the sequels. Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about without Googling it or something.
But if we're going to go by, you know, movies and television, it would be the Raptors from Jurassic Park. Those fuckers are cool and evil. Evil as hell. The dinosaurs could be said to be evil, which they can be. So, yes, they're evil.
Okay. Do you have a fake dinosaur that you're a fan of as well?
I think I just said the Velociraptors from Jurassic Park.
But aren't, I mean, like, they're not characters exactly, right?
You watched it? No, so you don't know that.
Yeah, you need to watch that movie.
Well, yeah, because in the movie, they do have, like, heightened intelligence, and you've got to wonder if they were actually that smart or not, you know. So.
They are actual characters in the movie. They don't have lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't talk, but there are definite personalities ascribed to them, and they're assholes.
Although they kind of do talk. They just talk in dino language, which no one understands. Yeah. Like, kind of like birds.
Like that.
What about you, Wesley?
I don't have a favorite real dinosaur. I mean, outside of ones I think are cool, but I will have to go back to probably one of my, you know, honestly, gonna screw it. I'll just say Dr. Dinosaur because I really like Dr. Freaking Dinosaur. There was one thing we actually didn't get to mention. There's one story I don't. There's actually an anthology of Atomic Robo that came out recently called Atomic Robo Real Science Adventures. And it's an anthology series, and one of the anthologies involved Dr. Dinosaur getting another strange bit of payback against Atomic Robo in the weirdest way possible. And it involves computers. I say no more. And it is beautiful. But of course then Devil Dinosaur is a close second. But that actually, because it's funny, how I own the Devil Dinosaur, my friend let me borrow it. And then I found and I really loved it to death. I was like, oh my god, this is insane, but awesome. Because it was Jack Kirby right around that period where he was just going nuts, and it was awesome. Because Nicholas, you've read the full omnibus, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay. So, it is amazing what Jack Kirby, at the height of his madness, of just going nuts and just drawing giant dinosaurs, and it was amazing. And then when I actually got to own it, I found a really reasonable copy at, like, freaking Heroes Con that year, and I went, oh, badass, half off trade, swink, mine. And so, yeah, and that's when I got to have my own copy of the Devil Dinosaur Omnibus, because it is something that everyone should own in their lives. It's the Devil Dinosaur Omnibus, especially if you're a big Jack Kirby fan, you will love this to death.
Okay, and what about you, Mr. Tilton?
I think I have decided that the Protoceratops I will claim on this episode is my favorite, only because I was thinking about how if dinosaurs still existed, I would totally get one as a pet, and if you look at, like, the sizes of most dinosaurs, they're kind of big. But the Protoceratops is kind of like a small... I think it's, like, in the same type of family as the Triceratops and stuff like that, except it's only, like, 2 feet tall, I think, and, like, 5 feet long. So, like, you could totally pull that off in your house. Yeah, and it doesn't have horns either. So you're not going to accidentally, like, have, like, a hole in your wall because, like, you got excited that there's guests over, you know? So... I can go with that for the only reason being, like, I could probably legitimately get away with that as a pet if dinosaurs still existed. Is that a good enough reason?
That works.
There's no such thing as a bad reason. Well, I guess you've talked to Nicholas, and he finds reasons to hate on anything.
What?
Huh? So yeah, I think that will do it for this week. Unless we have anything else that folks want to bring up about dinosaurs.
Dinosaur.
Hey.
Do you have a favorite dinosaur song to bring us out on?
Everybody needs the dinosaur. How does it go? It's open the door, get on the floor. Everybody wants the dinosaur.
Burn in hell.
I was obsessed with that song when it came out, because I was probably like 6 or something, and I was just. We went to Scotland, and I just kept like playing it on repeat, and probably annoyed the hell out of my parents.
Yeah, I've never been one of those kids. It drives me nuts. But yeah, you can always check us out on iTunes. We're up on the website. Like Nick just mentioned, he recovers movies. He did Jurassic Park like 2 weeks ago. This week was the Starfighter.
Yeah. Next week, I already know what I'm writing for once.
What is it?
The Manitou.
Oh yeah.
Probably.
This week I am doing Avengers for my drunken movie, which should be. I honestly have no idea what to expect from this movie, to be honest.
You mean Avengers drunk?
The British Avengers, the one from 98.
Oh god.
Oh, it's called the Avengers. I mean, that's the name of the movie.
Oh, Earl, I should have known, because if you meant the new one, you would have said Avengers Assemble.
But yeah, that's why it's called Avengers Assemble.
Yeah, and they can go fuck themselves for that.
But yeah, I figured it was most fitting, since the actual Avengers movie that's coming out this week, to do that movie as well. I honestly have never seen this movie. I have no idea if it's good or bad. So
oh god,
it should be interesting coming up for rules for that. We have a ton of stuff on the website. It seems like we're getting up to like 2 or 3 articles a day. Anthony just reviewed. What is it, Earth 2, number 1?
Yeah, one of the titles in the Wave 2 of the new 52 titles from DC, which is a bit of a mouthful, really. And also, since you brought up the Avengers, I have a review of the movie on there, the new one with Iron Man and Captain America, so people should go check that out and comment.
Assume it's not as good as the British version with with Therma and...
Burn in hell when you die, Earl. What?
Oh, God.
Is there anything you want to talk, John?
Is there anything I want to plug or?
Yeah.
I'm not working on anything too unique right now, so I'll just say if you want to keep up with my stuff, you can follow me on Twitter at John Tilton, no H in John.
What happened to that poor H?
Was it taken out? I killed it. I was like, you know what? I wanted everyone who. I actually, when I was young, I was like, Mom and Dad, you need to take the H out of my name, because one day, Twitter characters are going to be really precious and important, and I can't have people replying to me with an extra character.
Did you run a Get the H Out campaign like the WWE did?
Yeah, I did.
I was going to say that Triple H probably buried his H. He didn't want anybody his H to get over on him.
Wrestling references.
So what? For John, Nicholas, Wesley, Anthony, and myself, this has been Nerds on the Rocks, episode 93.
Dinosaurs!